Welcome back, everyone. I'm Nick.
I'm Andy.
And you're watching KFAF. Shout out to our Patreon producer this month, Mohammed. Mohammed, we are very excited to welcome back to the show Funhouse's James and Elise Willems. They've decided to join us again to do another beautiful Photoshop creation. So let's just get right into it.
Let's jump into it, Nick.
James and Elise Willems, ladies and gentlemen. Andy, round of applause for them. Andy, I'm not sure how you blackmail or extorted them to come back, but you get a raise, sir.
Got a lot of stuff on them.
How are you guys doing down in LA right now?
We've been having brownouts or whatever. What is it called when all the lights go out?
I told you that in confidence.
It's okay. All the lights go out and Elise panics with a fart.
Before the show today, we may or may not leave this in. Andy texted me 20 minutes before we were supposed to all go online. I said, I have been waiting to poop for 20 minutes, so I'll be there in 15, and he still hasn't pooped. It's been an hour and a half.
Did you not get to poop?
Andy, you gotta go, man.
I felt really, really bad because I was like, my roommate's been in the shower forever. Like, what's this woman doing? But she was actually cleaning the whole shower.
Oh.
She was cleaning everything. Because I walked in there and it smelled immaculate. I was like, oh.
And you only poop in the shower.
I was going to say, she was cleaning the shower and you were about to shit in it.
Yeah.
Andy, do you still have to go? Because you should totally go.
Oh, no, I went. I feel fantastic.
Nice.
Okay.
You look slimmer.
James and Elise, last time we had you on, it felt like the start of the quarantine. It felt like it was a year ago. And we tried to save the film industry. Now, this dang little disease won't go away, right? This dang pandemic won't end. And we tried creating the number one celebrity that could bring back the masses to the box office, that could save this film industry, and it just didn't work. And I don't know if we should blame ourselves for that.
No, absolutely not.
I certainly don't. I think we created a gem last time, and we'll put up the image right here. But this time I decided, you know what? Films aren't coming back. Movies are done. But the video game industry is a rocking and a rolling right now, right?
People are stuck 30% growth year over year.
People are stuck at home. Elise is bringing up metrics to this as well. I appreciate you bringing those stats. And people are at home and they're gaming nonstop. And what's all the rage right now? A little game called Fall Guys. This thing, Fall Guys, you can't turn around a room or a wall without seeing a Fall Guy, right, Nick?
I just saw one right now.
He just saw him. And so right now, everything on the internet right now is all these brands are trying to compete to get a custom skin. KFC is trying to compete. We got Ninja, the ultra popular streamer, trying to get in there.
Imagine.
Trojan condoms are trying to get in there. Everywhere you can look, all these brands fucking Carrot Top guy. Can you believe him? Anyway. So I decided, what if we try to get our own skins in the game? What if we try to somehow make something that could really bring a lot of eyes and ears to the show that we do here? And Funhouse, you know, you guys could maybe get some views off of this.
We're here to help you. Okay. Thank you. The best show on the internet to really finally get the due that it's deserved.
We're a ragtag group, and I feel like, you know, who better than us to make a custom Fall Guys skin? And I want to go wacky and wild with it. I mean, whatever ideas we can think of, immediately I think of Vin Diesel's got to be a part of this somehow.
For some reason, and I don't know why, this name keeps popping in my head.
Oh, Jesus.
Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez.
I mean, it's a famous singer, actress. So that's probably why it's
portrayed
in your head.
By Jennifer Lopez.
Nope, that's just Selena.
I know.
Selena Gomez.
Andy, okay. what were you Googling before this? Andy, what's going on here? Hairy chested men.
It's just really history.
I guess what happens for me is you say Selena Gomez, I obviously think of Selena.
Yeah.
As portrayed by Jennifer Lopez. I then think Edward James Olmos.
And what's his defining attribute?
His voice.
Glasses.
You're right. His thinning hair.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
That's exactly. I was thinking Edward James Olmos, stand and deliver, thinning hair.
Stand and deliver, thinning hair. Yeah, stand and deliver.
Right there, 80 seconds.
There it is.
That one. Yeah, that's it right there.
Okay.
Oh, there's a good one. Yeah, there's a couple good ones there.
Yeah, we're getting some good reference here. We're getting some great reference.
Yeah, that's great. Now, if you have never seen Stand and Deliver, it is a phenomenal film. Phenomenal film that
you've
we are
teach
about
the kids.
To denigrate.
Think about, we have all these parents and these instructors, people part of the educational system who are having to figure out, having to adapt to the situation. How do you teach kids remotely? How do you do from home learning?
Yeah.
How can we do this?
It's tough.
I think this is a great, this is inspirational, people, because you see this and think about the greatest teacher on film
the world's ever seen.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, like Robin Williams, Dead Poets Society.
I think of that.
Michelle Pfeiffer, Dangerous Minds.
Whoopi Goldberg, Sister Act 2.
Samuel L. Jackson from What 8-7.
Mark Dacascos, Only the Strong.
Oh my God, what a great movie, James. One of my favorites. Are we just making Edward James Olmos from Santa to Deliver? Like, are we gonna...
I mean, it depends on how much you guys truly want to integrate different elements to try and ensure. Because some of the thing is, when you put all your eggs in one basket, and believe me, the Stand and Deliver basket is about as safe an investment as one can make, right? Like, if I could take everything in my retirement fund and put it in a money market devoted entirely to Stand and Deliver, I would.
Uh-huh. I'm just concerned because I do think that a lot of these companies are trying to get skins. They're resting on big IPs.
Mm-hmm. But we've got the biggest, Stand and Deliver.
That Stand and Deliver has the kind of name recognition today that you might think it does.
If we didn't do entirely Edward James Olmos, right? We could do Edward James Almost.
Almost.
Oh.
Now we're working. Really now good. We're working. This is where the money is made, everybody. Uh-huh. This is what a lot of the audience doesn't get to see when they're just off their when they're on the internet searching through TikTok and stuff. They don't get to see how the sausage gets made. Right now, it is being made. And I did use the one with the watermarks.
Well, that's how he wants to be remembered. How does a Lammy's stock photo have the rights to a still from a film?
They don't. They do not.
I also want to put it out there that this is the first time where I've referenced Only the Strong and someone around me has actually said, oh my gosh.
I love that.
I know what you're referring to. Not even, I love what you're referring to.
He said he loved it.
I mean, believe me when I say this, James, whenever it'd be a hot summer afternoon, there's no school, and I'm living in the Rio Grande Valley and it's my brother and I, and we just had home because our parents are at work, and Only the Strong comes on, and we are trying to Eddie Gordo Banana Way. We're trying to do the moves and do the break dances.
You're trying to do your rimba or whatever.
Oh my God, dude. It's the coolest. Nick, have you never seen Only the Strong?
The capoeira movie? Yeah, I've seen Only the Strong.
Okay,
for sure. Right. You have to understand, guys, that so in the good. 80s and 90s, if there was a movie about a new martial arts, I was the friend in the group that knew the martial arts
a
stuff.
A new martial
arts. I'm the only person that I'm aware of that when Eddie Gordo was introduced to Tekken, I was like, wow, they got someone to do the Only the Strong martial art.
Yes.
And I was like, what are you talking about?
Absolutely. Yeah. I felt like I was the hipster there with martial arts. I was like, oh, guys, this is from a movie called Only the Strong. Like, you should check it out. It's really good. It'll be on HBO every day on Tuesday at 2 p.m.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
They had one from Batman that they were like, we love this for a fighting style. And it was basically Batman fighting with his elbows, but just doing this the entire time fighting.
I believe you're thinking of the Presidio where Sean Connery fights with his thumb. And then he says, you're lucky I didn't use my left or whatever he says.
That's that. I love it.
We've had a lot of obscure references on our podcast before, mostly coming from me. This takes the cake.
Presidio?
Only the Strong reference.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We've had a Edward James Olmos from Stand and Deliver.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've had a Presidio reference. I don't think people have... I haven't thought of the movie Presidio.
How could you not? You live in San Francisco.
Your loss.
How could you not think of... Every time I visited, as I'm flying in to SFO, I go, there's the Presidio.
If I'm being 100% honest with you guys, I'm just too busy watching Summer School over and over again. That is my preferred Mark.
That's your Mark Harmon. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I understand.
That's where I like to be with
Mark. I don't even know what that movie is.
All right, where are we at with our model?
Okay,
right. We got the hair. We got the hair.
It's very, very typical for the Fall Guy's character to sort of have a face cut out. Do we want to use that at all? Do we just want to go Edward James Olmos? Eyes right here. What are we thinking? Like nose, mouth.
Can we see what it looks like with Edward James Olmos' his edifice on that?
Just his face back there.
Yeah.
Do we also want to stand and deliver Edward James Olmos, or do we want to pull from a different
era?
Like
my Battlestar
Galactica.
That's kind of my instinct. Is you know, do we want to just limit ourselves to one Edward James Olmos? Do we want to grab his best features from over the decades? Do we want the best pair of glasses? Mm-hmm. Do we want the best mustache?
Because, yeah. I mean, the glasses from Selena.
Selena glasses for sure are the best. The Selena glasses. Hold on. Can you pull it also from the same watermark site that's just pulling pictures of Edward James Olmos and then putting watermarks on him?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Thank you for asking. Thank you for asking. I am loving this. I'm gonna keep the eyes under there.
Yeah, keep the eyes in there.
I'm keeping the eyes. I don't plan on losing that feature.
He makes fun of himself more than
anything. Look at Edward James Olmos.
It's great. What's he looking at? What's he thinking about?
Oh my god, now what are we gonna put behind this though? What are we gonna put as the faceplate behind, or do we just keep the faceplate?
I mean, I kind of like that he's wearing a pair of glasses that have Edward James Olmos' eyes on them.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. I really do enjoy that.
What was the movie starring Jeff Spinkman that introduced Kempo into the world where he would, like, punch people really fast and, like, hit people with sticks? Do you remember that? It's a movie called The Perfect Weapon. Do you remember that movie?
Perfect Weapon. I think it may have come on. That sounds more like a Cinemax film, honest with you.
Like a Starz,
than an HBO.
Maybe.
It was right around the time of Hard to Kill, mm-hmm. when Steven Seagal was coming up.
Man, my dad had every Steven Seagal movie recorded on VHS. Like, he was just all about him, dude. It was wild.
Have you seen anything lately with Steven Seagal in it?
No.
I feel like he doesn't even stand in his movies anymore.
He has a clause in his contract that he only has to stand 1% of the time during the action movie.
And he'll ask, how many elbows can I break in this one?
I'm just the cook.
So it's going to be tough, Steven, because we established earlier in the film that you are a police officer.
I'm just
so
a cook.
If you have the line in there now, the audience might get a little confused. Are you okay with losing the line just this once?
I'm just a cook.
All right, we'll keep it in. Andy, have you seen Hard to Kill?
I've seen Hard to Kill. I've seen the fucking submarine one, I think.
Under Siege.
I've seen. Mm-hmm. But aren't they all like, they all sort of sound like Call of Duty games.
In Hard to Kill, mm-hmm. Steven Seagal wakes up from a coma.
Yeah.
And wants to get revenge on the people who put him there.
That makes sense.
How did he end up in the coma? He was shot with a shotgun in the chest.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. The scene that we just always would replay, I'm not sure if it was from Hard to Kill or Above the Law or Average. Every three word movie, Marked for Death, On Deadly Ground, The Glimmer Man, everything is three words. Half Past Dead is the one where there's two Mexican dudes coming at him, and he's like, and this guy has this little knife, and he's like, I'm gonna fucking cut your heart out, I say, and it cuts to Steven Seagal, and he's like, Come on. You want to come out? Come out.
Well, come and cut my heart out. Come and cut my heart out.
I think with all this chatter about Steven Seagal, like, yeah. Lord knows, I just want to make this an Edward James Olmos exclusive to PlayStation. You know, like, you can only get it on this platform.
That makes sense. Yeah. The Sony audience is definitely the stand and deliver audience.
Now, Andy, you're hovering over this amazing picture of Edward James Olmos where he has a phenomenal mustache and a mullet.
Mm-hmm. Is it going to be weird if he has a mullet despite having thinning hair?
May or may not be in that exact same position right now.
So are we keeping the mustache? Is the mustache?
Yeah, I think.
Now, what I like here, Andy, is that
you've
actually used the negative space in between the mustache and his eyes to create the nose. That's very impressive.
It also presumes that his nose ends somewhere about the middle of his eyes.
Let's change the background, because I feel like I don't want him to get lost in the background. You know what I mean? I think this yellow is a little too. I think the yellow is a little bit too blinding.
We need a starker contrast.
Could the background perhaps be that large rodeo arena where Selena performs?
That's perfect. Yeah, let's see here. Nick, the movie does this weird thing where during the concert it does like this weird sort of double shot of her on the sides and stuff. It's a really weird video effect. Well, I don't know why they thought it was a good idea.
Because when you've got Jennifer Lopez there, you want to see more of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Como la flor! And like the bass is like kind of pumping.
Bitty bitty bamba.
Sand and deliver. He's always wearing the grandpa pants that are up on his, like, right underneath his nipples.
Yep. Yep.
So if we
could
put
a pair of tall pair of pants.
You don't think Battlestar has uniform in
Do we put him in the Battlestar uniform and but it's tucked into really high pants?
Tall pants. Yes.
The one with the watermark is pretty good, Andy. That's right there.
I think we've been having so much good luck with the watermark.
It's a signature.
Yeah, can we use the one, the signed one?
Yeah, we gotta use a signed one.
We gotta use a signed one, you're right, of course.
That makes our character more valuable. People will pay more money for this.
He signed his whole name and his character's whole name.
Let me ask you this question. If you get cast in the next Battlestar Galactica, and someone goes, hey, can I have your autograph? And you go, oh, great. Are you a fan of the show? And they go, no, I know you from Funhouse. Do you still sign your whole name and Starbuck underneath it?
I only sign for the things that I want to be promoting or known for. So I might even sign it and then sign Sex Wing Ripper.
I write that one episode of KFAF.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
yeah. On everything.
Yeah.
RTX absolutely. 2021, you want to do a KFAF panel? We'll do it.
Of course. Yes. Oh, my God, of course.
Deal.
I just want to talk about different shoes.
Approach here?
It kind of matches.
I'm realizing that maybe the perspective of the jacket you picked isn't right because the buttons are on the far side. Like, it's clearly not lined.
But it's also it's a jacket that has the really long overhang.
It does. It's like double breasted.
It's a double.
It's sort of similar to a Star Trek jacket.
I mean, but we're gonna be tucking them into the pants anyway.
That's true. Fuck, I forgot about the pants.
Man, I feel like just high waisted grandpa pants. Or just pants that you can make high waisted. You don't even have to do. You don't need them to be. We can just find Edward James almost.
Like Kylo
pants
Ren.
Pants
you know, pants. Kylo Ren's got those high.
Yeah,
pants.
We don't really, Andy. You're looking hard here for the pants. Just any pants, really.
Pants.
Yeah, pants Dockers. Are only as high as you make them.
Dockers.
Pants.
Like any of those pants.
Like a men's dress pant.
Any of those pants would work. Yeah, and that's the first one looks great.
I feel like these are the perfect shade of blue.
Don't like the color.
I don't like.
Really?
The, I
you
want,
like
I
these?
Want them to be like a Dockers. Like Dockers. High-waisted Dockers.
Oh, I love the image of this. What if we just do a color change?
That's fine.
Love it. Great. Yeah, because I love the resolution and vibe of this. I forgot how it was looking. Every time I come back, I'm always just kind of surprised and happy, you know?
Something we also definitely have to do is create a hashtag for this so people can tweet it at the Fall Guys.
Oh, for sure.
I feel like the hashtag should be Edward James Almost. Hashtag Almost, maybe? I don't know. What do you think?
I love the Almost.
That's great. I mean, we should do it. But we have to figure out, because this is ultimately designed to promote you guys, right? Your way to get the promotion. So
that's true, Nick.
Figure out some sort of way to integrate you guys into this.
What if it was hashtag Elise Rocks, hashtag Almost? Does that work?
I mean, we want people to use it, Nick.
How hashtag
KF, what about hashtag KFAF?
KF All Guys. KF All Guys.
KF Fall Guys?
Or just K Fall Guys.
KFAF Fall Guys.
Look at these little
Almost.
Pants.
Look at the pants. Look at how cute
they
are.
No!
That's it right there, baby.
Yeah, what I need to do is really extend these parts.
Those are the parts that really work.
I feel like seeing the crotch seam is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Hugely important, yeah. Because the crotch sells it as being a high-waisted pant. If the crotch is narrow, then it's never going to sell if it's too small.
We get to the issue where the legs are just so
they're just
tiny.
Here, let me pitch something to you, Andy.
Andy, let me pitch you something. Again, I don't want to tell you how to do your job.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Duplicate the layer. Mm-hmm. Create a crotch, like a lower waist layer that is just the pants wrapped around the body, and then it's almost as though the legs at the size you need them shoot out from the bottom.
I love that.
Yeah, a little higher. There we go.
Yeah,
there
I
we
think
go.
You can
a little
go higher.
Higher. A little higher.
A little bit higher. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just a little higher. Yeah. You can go higher. Yeah. You can go higher.
Let's see. Let's get the suit out of the suits, creating a lot of interference here.
Yeah, look at that. That's good.
Andy, can I make a request?
Sure.
Can we pull his
chin? This looks like Edward James.
That's perfect. Can we pull the bottom circle of his chin out so it looks like the faceplate is sticking out from the clothes? And maybe
like
add a little droppy to
that? Oh, see, I had the faceplate cover. I purposely made it seem like it was covering. Because, I mean, I could
do
that.
Got no neck.
If you think of the shape of it, right, it would be pulled in. But we could see what it looks like.
Let's see.
You're right. I just think it's, wow, that was horrifying.
Yeah, because I have the face here, and it was covering it like that, and so I essentially okay. kind of had
yeah, you're right, you're right.
Obscure,
you're
almost right. like a Cowboy Bebop sort of detective, you know.
Can you go back in, yeah. and there's a couple of spots where the Selena concert's still showing through his lower chin. Can we go in and just double
it
check
it? It sure
that?
Is, yeah. yeah. But I feel like the concert's, inside all of us, you know. Nick, what if I told you that at this concert there was a young woman against a fence? And okay. the whole premise of this concert is that it's kind of dangerous, Nick. There's too many people at this Selena concert, and things are getting hyped up as fuck. And she's mm-hmm. up there performing on stage, and the stage starts rocking, Nick, and starts, mm-hmm. like, almost falling down. And there's a little girl who gets pushed up against the stage, and she's, like, almost suffocated to death.
What does Selena do?
They have to pull her off stage.
Then what does she do? She saves the day with song.
She does.
Doesn't
yeah,
she go
does.
Out there and she calms them down?
The same thing happened to me at RTX.
Same thing yeah. happened to Elise at RTX. Selena saved Elise.
No.
You said bigger mustache, Elise?
Yeah, Elise
I'm
said
just
bigger
curious.
Mustache.
I'm just curious okay. how.
We can try it on.
Now, the coat looks like it's still a little off with the face down there. Like, I feel like there's more coat behind
it?
That. Right there, that again, little lip right there.
It's because I think we're looking at the side of the coat. Notice how you can only observe one pocket.
Yeah, because oh, I warped it because it, I warped it so oddly.
What is that little doohickey? What is that little
yeah,
dinker?
What's that?
Donker,
it's annoying, right? Should I just get rid
take
of it?
Take it out. Take it out, brother.
Hold on. Let me show you its full face. Oh, no, never mind. I deleted the rest of it.
No.
Yeah, we can delete this little doohickey. It's really annoying.
That's going to be better for me. And take out the... Can you see... I don't think we need to see the other shoulder either. I think that would have been hidden by the chest.
That's true.
Crazy.
Great point.
It'd be behind, yeah.
These are all great points. This is why I need a team kind of working us alongside
Elise,
right there.
Yeah,
curve it around. Elise and I have been watching Into the Unknown, which is the Frozen 2, Making a Frozen 2 documentary.
Oh, fun.
And
never
all
saw
the people,
Frozen 2, but...
Well, we started it. We didn't finish it. Mm-hmm. But the documentary is really interesting, and it shows how all these people, artists... and stuff work together to create even the shortest sequence.
Just yeah, so many storyboard artists,
work
musicians,
so hard.
Directors.
And I feel like we're doing that mm-hmm. here right
the
now.
The exact
with this.
Same thing.
It's a mm-hmm. collaborative effort to just, you know, it seems like nothing, but that shoulder is something. And
really
by
important
putting it
the
back
process.
There, it's going to be really important.
I don't know about you, but I don't not want an Academy Award.
Oh, no. I think it is apropos that... We would win an Academy Award.
I mean, I
for
think
this
is at least a Streamy.
Every time, like, I gotta tell you guys, it's sort of like that movie magic thing where you're watching, you know, me as an up and coming artist, effects guy, I really wanted to do like CG and all this stuff, and I was constantly fascinated by. You know, they would show you cool composition shots. Here's this little person in a green screen. And then suddenly they add a skyscraper. And it's sort of like the breakdown of what they do to create mm-hmm. and compose this scene. And me just adding and making the mustache and glasses visible, I'm getting that same feeling here. Like, I'm
oh,
like,
yeah.
wow, it is coming together. This is
you
really
start
something.
Nothing. Yeah, Andy, you build world building.
Can you give me a little drop shadow on the top layer of the pants so we can get a little depth with those bottom layer pants?
Sure thing. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Mm-hmm. And then that's thing number one. Thing number two is, and this stays between us, so don't tell anyone this, I actually nominated the last episode we did of KFAF for a Streamy. And in the description I said, this is the best episode we've ever done, and James and Elise are not normally on this show.
What?
Did you really?
I did. So I said, "This. If you think this is what the show is, it's not. With this episode." And I don't know if the people, Andy, I don't know if the people at the Streamies have our sense of humor, but I hope someone gets a laugh out of that.
Yeah.
If you love this episode, the rest of the show, not like this.
I personally, I mean, I think KFAF is an amazing show.
Yeah.
Thank you. That means the world to us. It means the world that you guys want to come back and hang out with us and have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
And
that,
I
got to
be honest with you, we're getting better at it.
We are. Look, you can barely see where the jacket
the
sleeves
seams.
End
you can't see the
and
seams.
Begin. Oh, you can't
it's
see it.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It is insane. And look at this button. Look at the shape of this button. That used to be a circle.
Yeah.
<That's>, not anymore.
Now, the pants. Yeah, the pants show. Definitely, like, you know.
Can you flick a...
That's dirty.
The YouTube algorithm might sort of like pick this up as
they
something.
Might think something.
I'm kind of worried about it. Kind of worried.
he's starting to look, and I mean this with all sincerity, and it's amazing that we did this, a little like a Muppet. And the clothes, like, we're using the real world clothes as
the
texture. That's really, yeah, and the fupa, that's exactly right. You know, I used that term the other day, and my wife was like, what's that mean? You know, James, I don't know if you ever get this, but when you say something to your wife, and then she looks at you expecting whatever the definition is of the word to be a 40-year-old word, but instead a 16-year-old word comes out.
Yeah.
And she just has that look of disbelief and utter disapproval and disappointment. Has that ever happened to you?
It does happen, but in the opposite direction. Normally, she's the one saying the word.
Can I just say this, Nick? When you described to your wife what a fupa, did she say, thank you, I finally know what to call it? Because for me, I'm like, you know, what would I say otherwise? Should he have a pizza for Selena?
Okay, I want pizza.
Oh, here's what I'll say. Can the little stool he's on just be the pizza? Can that be a pizza? Can he be standing on a pepperoni pizza?
That's brilliant.
That's what you guys would want.
Man,
brilliant.
Can you get rid of the rest of the pedestal? There we go. Perfect.
Yeah.
And then can you do one thing? You guys, let me know how you feel about this. Motion lines, so it's almost like he's flying across the frame. Like,
okay.
Andy, I love this.
I have an idea.
Okay,
great.
Yeah, give it to us.
Oh, motion blur. Here we go. Motion blur, horizontal. Wow, look at this guy.
Wow, he's flying.
He is speeding through this fucking Selena concert
so fast. Tell him to slow down, Andy. I don't know if there's a blur. There's got to be a blur tool. Just use a smudge tool. Smudge it up. Smudge that pizza up.
Smudge? Oh, you. So the pizza is blurred.
No, I was thinking he was flying, right, James?
We want, but I think you
could probably create the pizza on a second layer and then do
that's a good describing. That's a good idea.
Like, do what Nick is describing and do the smudge.
Yeah,
and maybe
Andy,
put a blur
just
on
duplicate,
it.
Duplicate the pizza layer. Oh, this is great. No, you nailed it. I'm sorry.
Right?
I'll shut up. You're the artist.
Because here. Oh, check this out. Yeah, I'm going to duplicate.
We should just shut up.
I'm going to duplicate all this, merge it as a group, and what I'm going to do is also add the same sort of motion blur.
Oh, look at that. He even has like an after image there.
Yeah, the camera.
Wow.
Look at that, guys. Wow.
Look at him go. Wow.
Oh, can you also show Fall Guys. This is the player that players are going to play as. He's right at the finish line.
Oh, okay.
It's tough.
Okay,
it's
here. This one's kind of good. I'm going to like just keep the background out of this.
Yeah. Because we got to see the concert, right?
Yeah.
We have to know he's down to party.
Here we go. But I'm like going to think of him. The track will be on the bottom.
I like to think of our character racing to save that poor girl that was pinned up against the fence. But he also, because he's intuitive, realizes that she's hungry and would like a slice of pizza.
Bringing the pizza.
Man, this motion blur is just like Christopher Nolan, eat your heart out, you know?
Wow, that's great.
This is working.
Look at that.
I mean, I feel like if anything, if you just rotated him, you know, 15 degrees.
So he's like swinging up, right?
Yeah.
Like he's like a plane taking off.
Should we put the Fall Guys logo on it?
Sure.
It's official?
Yeah, okay,
sure.
Sorry.
Just in case people don't understand.
No, that's a great point, Elise. That's the sort of like administrative shit we also need help with. Because things like this, like it's an oversight. I'll forget about it. But
brand recognition.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
That branding.
Let me take the Steam logo out. It's also available on PlayStation. You know what? Let me get a PlayStation 4 logo.
Okay, good night. Nice, it's exclusive. Okay.
Yeah, you might as well. I mean, let people know, because I mean, I don't know how you guys feel about this. I'm usually a little bit less cocky than I should be, but I can honestly say 100% this is winning. This is going to be a skin.
It's got to be.
So
uh-huh.
I can't think of any reason why people would stop this at all.
Yeah.
Aside from the fact that we are blatantly using Edward James Olmos's image.
Look at that. Wow.
That's perfect.
Wow. That's really good, guys.
Here's what I will say, though, because I want people, and this is when it becomes nice to have friends that have good audiences to collaborate with. I think both of our logos need to be in this as well. I think we need the kind of funny smiley, I think we need the Funhouse logo.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
Yeah.
So that people know that we collabed on this, because if you're not collabing, are you really even living?
Yeah. I'm just wondering, like, should we put something like this? You know, on there. The Battlestar logo?
Oh, yeah, we can do that too. How about all the logos? Yeah, we can put all three logos.
I don't see why not. And I also don't see why we can't put at least one picture of Hard to Kill like the poster for Hard to Kill in the background.
Okay.
Of course, why wouldn't we?
I don't see why not. If we're going to put stuff in the background, let's just put... Because my thing is this, like, right, shotgun mentality. Uh-huh. Someone's going to see that and go, I don't have a touchstone for Edward James Olmos. I've never heard of Fall Guys. I don't know what a PS4 is or a Steam is, but I do remember the seminal Steven Seagal film, Hard to Kill.
That's Hard to Kill. They go, that's Hard to Kill. But I know that's Hard to Kill.
I get it. Maybe I'll buy Fall Guys for $100 now because I like Hard to Kill. Yeah, just type in Hard to Kill poster. Right. And if you, if you, by the way, if you wind up getting a Hard Target poster, I'm okay with that too.
Hard to Kill poster.
There he is.
That's a pretty good one right there.
That's
he's
great.
Hard to Kill.
That's great.
You tried. Try See, he's saying, you tried to kill me, but it was too difficult.
It was hard.
Try again. Try harder next time.
First off, this is someone definitely photoshopped this. Second off, I like the name. I love. I always like this title, James, because he's not impossible to kill. We're not being unreasonable here.
No.
There's some difficulty involved,
but it's not impossible. It's not.
Do
like
I put it on the track?
Unfeasible.
Well, I was picturing him like over Edward James Olmos's left shoulder.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking like on the pole, like as if it's as if it's like a band poster that you see on the street.
I don't know why, but I pictured it having some blur on it, so it looks like it's out of focus.
It was flying with him.
Maybe there's a fan in the audience who came to see Selena and brought their Hard to Kill poster. They're holding it up, and you just kind of you go, "Boom! I see it." As
like it's more like it's like an Easter egg, right?
Okay, got it.
I mean, the time period matches up, so...
Here we go, Yeah, you guys are absolutely right. Yeah, let me put it behind...
Just, like, out in the crowd.
Yeah, exactly.
Out in the crowd.
Like it's a wrestling match. Yeah, it's great.
And then a little motion blur.
We'll get some motion blur on there.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I don't want to... You know, obviously, we don't have all day. But can I maybe suggest... Can I just make a quick suggestion?
Yeah, sure.
Maybe the hands that are holding it up are the Popeye forearm gloves from the live-action Popeye film.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Which is a reference to the character we had created before. Mm-hmm. Maybe this character was in the crowd.
In the crowd.
At the Selena concert.
It's funny you say that because I got it right here. And perfect. I could grab whoever's arm this was and the Popeye arm, and we could just easily integrate this. Now,
and
just
our character was there.
Man, I mean, like, here's the thing. I thought we were done 30 minutes ago, and it just kept getting better.
Because
like,
there's evolved. More. There's always more details. That's there's the thing. There's always more details.
You could do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's always more. Look at this fan. Look at this fan out in the crowd.
Yeah.
with the Skechers.
Yeah.
They're so big. They're the biggest shoes. Hold on.
This is... What are we doing? This is great. Drop that bad boy. Drop that beat.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. Now, don't worry about the fact that his arm is now twisted 180 degrees the wrong way. From the forearm, it's okay.
Look, I mean, we created this being to be really flexible and just, you know, in any situation. We don't need a stuntman. That was a big part of this.
That's what I was going to say. Well, remember, we talked about how much we all love Tom Cruise and Mission Impossible. This, our character has to do their own stunts.
That's great.
This is great.
Let's see.
This is so great.
It's a really
That's
big
such
fan
a huge poster. That is like an out exterior movie theater poster.
It really is.
Hanging in the halls.
Great.
It really is.
It is great.
Hold on.
Look at Edward's little face. It's so cute.
But he's laser focused on getting that little girl out.
Oh,
right.
Let's see here.
Andy, I love you, but it's perfect. I don't know what you're doing.
Arm tilt, too.
Oh, because when I hold stuff, I hold it like this.
Yeah, you hold the poster. Everyone knows you hold posters. Pincer type.
Exactly. And I forgot about the puppet tool, guys. We're learning stuff here. This is great. Look at that. Wow.
Yeah, that's a puppet.
Wow. Okay.
That's great.
Hold on.
Yeah, that's really good.
Let's see.
I got it. It's not. Don't worry. It's not going anywhere.
Oh, it's so good. Wow. You got to lock it down on both sides, otherwise it could tilt. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't think we could top ourselves, but
I think we did.
I really
think we did too.
Here we go. A little bit of just a tiny bit of emotion, not a whole lot.
You're too much. Don't do too much. Don't do too much. Tasteful.
I think that's perfect. Nice. Like, that's nice. This is something
you can like
special.
Just make it out. You're like, ah, hard to kill.
I like the idea that if we do this again, and I hope that we get a chance to, because I've thoroughly enjoyed this, that all of these characters have to work their way into the next one, including the Fall Guys logo, all of our logos, and Selena.
Yeah. It's one big shared universe at the end of the day.
I believe it is. More the merrier, I always say. Yeah, why not just pack everything in there? Like a Zack Snyder film.
We're going to get a bunch of logos. And we said the Battlestar Galactic logo, right?
Yeah, the BSG logo, yeah.
Is it like a symbol or a... Okay.
Yeah, it's right there.
There it is.
Like a crest of some sort, I guess.
It's a phoenix.
Yeah, this is a good one. Oh, yeah, this is a really nice high-res image. Let's put this in there.
Can I say, do we want that just as a logo flop on there, or can we maybe, you know, and if you're not into it, it's okay.
James, what about any of this has told you that I am not down for any of this?
Like, I just want to make sure everyone's down. But it implies
like a tattoo?
A tattoo on his hand that is kind of cut off by his sleeve, implying that his entire body is covered in tattoos from things that he's been in.
This is coming together really good.
That's going to look so good coming over the finish line.
You know, person holding the hard to kill sign is going to be like, look at that BSG tattoo. You know,
yeah, reaching for the crown.
Yeah.
With that hand.
Wow, look at this.
Again, it makes you wonder what's peeking out on the other side that we just can't see.
Look at this, everybody.
It really does. It leaves you wanting more.
This is special. This is something really special that we've come here and created together.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think that's it. I don't think it can possibly get any better than this. Please welcome to the stage for the first time in Fall Guys, Edward James Almost.
And we're really excited for all of you to be able to play as Edward James Almost in Fall Guys.
Two nights this on PlayStation and Steam.
Simultaneously
now,
on PlayStation.
Now.
Right. If you're watching this, log on. You can play as this character.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, James and Lise, for joining us. We couldn't do this without you. I feel like it really takes, you know, a lot of the best minds on the internet to come together and create something like this.
And me.
Thank you for joining us, guys. James and Lise, where can people find you?
Funhouse. Every damn day.
Every damn day. You can also find us on Twitter at James Willems and Elise Willems.
And youtube.com/JamesWillemsStuff.
We're going to be doing trivia with them soon.
Yeah.
You think so?
I'm going to have you guys on trivia.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, we've said it now, and we can't possibly edit that out.
Can't take it back.
Yes. We're
Let's do it.
Want to see this skin in the game? Tweet at Fall Guys Game, the hashtag KFAFFH Fall Guys Edward James Almost to make your voices heard.
Well, there you go. I mean, I think that Edward James Almost is going to rock this world.
Nick, the video game community has been taken by storm, and we've been put on the map. People know who we are now. They're talking. They're saying, let's get these guys involved more, right? Let's get these views up. Maybe we'll hit 22K on this episode. What do you think?
I'm going to say this, Andy, and I say this knowing a lot about the industry and being what a lot of people say. A lot of people refer to me as an industry insider, so I feel fully confident saying this. I would not be surprised if Epic Games right now was working on an Edward James Almost Battle Royale.
Who can it be sitting on inside? Does she have brown hair? Or maybe it is white? Is he skinny or is he fat? I think it's Mark. Or maybe it is Pat. Who can it be now? Who can it be now? Who can it be?
Here's the thing. I tried to get out of this week. I really did.
You tried your hardest.
I tried so hard to get out of this. I was like, Andy, the show's so long. We can't do the rest of this. And you said, Nick, we can push the Photoshop challenge to next week. But people love my song for Guess Who so much that we have to do this episode. Or we have to do it on this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason I wanted to push is because let's look at my board real quick. This is how many people I have up. And now let's take a look at how many people you have up. There's just
I like this area view. Try to get this little tilt down view.
Yeah,
tilt it towards the camera because it is astounding, Nick.
I asked if the person has a hat. You asked me if the person has brown eyes.
Brown eyes, that's right.
That's what it was.
We probably shouldn't apparently do that, the eye color question anymore.
Yeah. Apparently there's only four people who don't have brown eyes. Which I guess maybe they just went out statistically and looked at everyone in the world and were like, hey, everyone pretty much has brown eyes with the exception of a small portion. So
yeah.
I guess it's accurate.
It's pretty accurate. So I get to go first now. I get to go first and guess who your who is. Let's see here. You know what?
Oh, you're going to take a guess.
I think I'm just going to risk it. I think I'm going to risk it and go for it, Nick.
You have a 1 in 4 chance.
Because I'm horny and I'm excited and I'm cocky. The punishment, if you remember, Nick, if you guess incorrectly, you skip a turn. And I kind of want to help you out a bit here.
Okay.
I kind of want to help you out a bit. Because if I guess incorrectly, then you get to go twice in a row and I miss a whole turn. So I'm going to guess that your person is Katie.
Katie is not the name
Fuck!
Of my person.
Fuck! Shit! Andy. Damn
not
it.
Not the name of my
so
person.
So there goes Katie, everybody. Bam! Bye, Katie. Damn it, so I miss a whole turn next time. It's all good.
You miss a whole turn next
time. It's okay.
Time. Now, now I get to ask questions, right?
Yeah.
Great.
I'm looking at your person right now. I'm looking at this person right now.
Okay. Let me think. Would your... Is your person going to vote Democrat in the next election?
Yes, 100%. Definitely not voting Republican.
Okay. Down you go. All right. And I get one more vote, right?
Yes, you get one. You get one more. You get one more.
I get one more question, right?
It's unfortunate.
One more question?
Yeah.
Okay.
You get a bonus question because I guess incorrectly.
All right, so I'm going to try to get a little bit more specific because this is still not helping me out here, Andy.
Okay. Yeah.
Does your person work in tech?
You're never going to win asking questions like this, but sure, I'll entertain it. Yes, they look like they work in tech.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think you're vastly underestimating the power of my question here, Andy.
No
I mean,
way.
Yeah, I got a lot of them here. A lot of them here.
No,
so I'm just
going to
go.
Way.
Yeah, I mean, I got to be honest with you, Andy. I just.
You think you
got
it?
Left.
Who is
I
it?
I think I got it, brother. Is your person Joseph?
No. If that's the. You got to reset the board, dude. If that's the only person you have left, what are you doing? You're never going to win this game asking questions like that. You gotta reset the board, dude. You gotta reset the board. What was the first question? Is your person wearing a hat?
Oh, man.
Just reset it, dude.
I'll pull it back to where we were. Square one, Andy.
Damn, this is you're awful.
I mean, you shoot your shot. Sometimes you gotta shoot your shot.
I mean, both of them airballed. I don't know what you're doing.
Just shake it out. We'll just
shake
it out.
Yeah, remove everybody that doesn't have a hat or whatever the hell your stupid question was.
Who can it be now? Who can it be now? Who can it be now? Who can it be now?
All right, Andy. Well, that's it for Who Can It Be Now. Ladies and gentlemen, the show is very, very long. We're going to actually just go ahead and do the Photoshop challenge that was Kevin and his dog. We're going to do that next week or the next episode that we do, which is in 2 weeks. But until then, of course, that gives you a little bit more time if you want to tweet your submissions at Kind of Funny Vids with the hashtag KFAF. Don't tweet them at me and Andy. Remember, if you go to kindoffunny.com/KevDog, you can see the photo that is the inspiration for next week's Photoshop challenge. Have at it. Recreate it if you want. Have fun with it. Stay PG if you can. If not, blur out the lovely bits.
Understand. Yeah, we understand any nudity that might be involved. Yeah.
Until next week, I've been Nick.
I've been Andy.
And you've just been AF'd.